Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a model.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actress.
I want to be a model.
Thank you so much for coming back and letting us enter into your warm home. And along with Starfish and our 11-year-old co-host, Jason Testa. Isn't this great that he's going to be with us? Now, of course, boys and girls, you're probably wondering, it's bedtime hour, so it must be really easy activity. All you have to do is just close your eyes and lie down on the bed or maybe the sofa or that lap of your mommy or daddy and receive that back rub from Nana or Grandma or that comfy pillow from Poppy or Grandpa. What? What? One eye won't close? One eye is open? And you're starting to giggle and you have millions of questions to ask? And you need the answer now? Well, boys and girls, you've come to the right place, and also moms and dads, because I think you will be able to go to sleep by the end of the program. So we're so grateful that we have Starfish. Starfish, do you want to say something to the boys and girls?
Good evening, boys and girls. I'm so excited for our favorite new guest that's going to be joining us tonight. I know everyone is in for a real treat. And just when I was thinking about family and going, getting tucked in by my grandpa, grandma, I was thinking about family traditions and traditions that I do in the sea. And some traditions I do with my family and my cousins, my sisters, it's playing beach ball underwater. It's so much fun.
Wow. She gets an opportunity to play on the beach, I think maybe 24/7.
Yes, all the time. Anytime I would like, I could go on the beach, I could go underwater, I could swim as far as I want, and I'll almost be in a whole new country.
Well, I want to thank everybody for coming to Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, and Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories once again. And we have this family tradition where everyone does something very special. And we already heard what Starfish does for family tradition, right?
Yeah.
Well, now we want to hear from our special guest. But before Jason steps up to the microphone, I want to play something that Jason said that he absolutely loves.
Through the looking glass we go, searching for the way things used to be.
Wonderland. Traditions for bedtime, and also, what do you want to be? Because that's what we started off being. We started off asking, what do you want to be when you grow up?
When I grow up, I want to be an actor on Broadway because it seems so fun just to be up on that stage performing for people, making them happy.
Yeah,
wow,
that's really
special.
That is, and especially. Jason gets a chance to do something that he doesn't have to wait. He's doing it now.
Yeah.
So, Jason, what are some of, just give us just a few ideas, just a few things that you've done already that make you want to do it.
Well, I've done theater in New York City, and such as 8-Minute Madness, Peacelandia. And I've done a few TV shows, and one of them was Important Things with Dimitri Martin.
And you must be 25 years old.
30.
He's 30.
I'm actually 11.
So you're 11 years old.
Yeah.
Wow, and what is the family tradition that you have in order to go to bedtime? I mean, Starfish, hasn't he already done something with his occupation? So I wonder what he does when he gets tired and has to go to sleep. What does his family do?
Yeah, what is it?
Well, usually sometimes we watch a TV show together that we all really like, such as American Idol.
Ooh, I wonder why.
And then when I go to bed, my dad, he still tucks me in because I really can't go to sleep without him tucking me in.
See, boys and girls, you never get too old.
Yeah, even my sisters who are 14 and 13 can't go to sleep without him tucking us in.
Wow. See, we knew it, didn't we, Starfish? Didn't we know that?
We certainly did.
Right, we knew that there was more than just young kids. That's why some of the books that we have range from all different ages, because children all want to be able to have somebody that's warm and cuddly and that's there and giving them back rubs. They want that. Even if you're not a child, even if you're an adult, you like those nice comfy pillows or maybe even a teddy bear. And Jason, I want to know if you have any special shout-outs to anyone at your school or your family or your friends that don't go to school with you. Any special person that you'd like to give a shout-out to?
Well, I'd like to give a shout-out to my mom, my dad, my two sisters, my cousins, my aunts, uncles, grandma and grandpas, and my friend Patty who does theater with me.
Wow, that's really special.
Wow, there are a lot of shout-outs.
Yeah.
Certainly does. What's your sister's names? The first names, what's their names?
The 14-year-old one is Marissa, and the 13-year-old one is Alana.
Good day, Marissa. And Malata?
Alana.
Alana.
Yes.
Oh. And your mommy was so special, she even went with you to even pick out a book today, which you're going to be reading later on.
Yeah.
So that's really nice. And guess what, boys and girls? This is going to be a day that we're going to focus on dogs. Did you know that, Starfish?
Oh, yes. I have been waiting because dogs are my favorite pet. I love dogs, especially little puppies.
Right, they're like man's best friend, and I think little children's too.
And I know, boys and girls, moms and dads, dogs definitely make you feel all nice and cuddly if you have a little puppy when you're in your bed.
They're always there. Now, Jason, do you have any dogs?
Yeah, I actually have two.
What's their names, and what kind? Are they big and ferocious?
No, they're not big and ferocious. They're actually tiny and adorable. The first one that we got, his name is Brownie, and he's a brown chihuahua, and we've had him for 7 years? Yeah, 7 years. And the second one we have is a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel named Cookie, because she has brown and white all over her, so she kind of looks like a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah.
And we've had her for about 6 years.
Oh, wow.
That's about as long as you are, old as you are. Well, no, you're 11. You're not 6 or 7. That's right.
Yeah, basically.
But I'm sure you guys play together all the time.
Yeah. Last night, Cookie, all of a sudden I was laying down. She just, like, plopped on my stomach and started licking my face.
Lots and lots of kisses.
And with those names, Brownie and Cookies, it makes you kind of hungry.
Yeah, sometimes it does. When my friends come over and I tell them my dog's names, they're always like, do they actually eat brownies and cookies? I'm like, no, they can't eat them.
Wow. Well, we've got a song that we would like to play for the friendly pets, the ones that we love and adore and the ones that protect us. Call the Hate Dog song.
Thank you.
Wasn't that funny?
I can imagine Cookie singing in that song.
Yeah.
And dancing. That almost sounds like some of the songs that when you go to a sporting event, they sing those songs. Now here, the dogs are singing it. We can almost see them dancing.
Yeah.
Well, I want to give a little dog tip. And you probably, I don't know if you, when you were deciding on what dogs to have Jason and Starfish, probably the dogs that you've seen, what were some of the dog tips? Now, here's one. Now, you've got to make sure that that dog is perfect for the family. Because
I
think that's important. Don't you think that's important?
It is very important. Yes. You want to make sure that the dog is active and playful, but not too rough, but just likes to have so much energy and gets to play with great kids like Jason. And, of course, they'll be protective and gentle and just love being around kids.
Right, because, you know, Jason, I don't know if you do that or even if you have friends that might want to poke or pull on your dog or tease them, and they just don't mind. They just don't care. They won't bite you or anything.
Yeah.
So is your dog real friendly, or what do they do?
Yeah, they're really friendly, but Cookie likes to eat other people's food. So whenever Brownie's eating, she always pushes Brownie away and eats the food. But then Brownie gets back up and pushes her away and eats it.
So when your friends come over, do they like playing with their dogs too?
Yeah, they really like it, and they're always like, I love these dogs. I'm like, they're mine.
Well, that means that your mommy and daddy pick some really good dogs because everyone in your family loves them.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that your mommy and daddy picks really good things. They helped you, I think it was your mommy, helped you select this book called Bobby and the Big Blue Bulldog, right?
Yeah, she did help me.
So you want to tell us about that? You want to share it with us or let us know about what's so special about this book and why did you pick it out?
Well, when I saw a dog on it, so I was like, oh, this might be a perfect book. And then I read it, and it actually has a great message to it. It's don't, like, judge something before you actually, like, get to know someone or, like, actually try it.
That sounds like a good message.
That's a good message. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, so tell us who wrote the book and who's the illustrator and start reading it.
The author is Debbie Daddy, and the illustrator is Mike Gordon.
Are you ready, Starfish?
Ready.
Are you? Great, okay. What about Casey? Casey, are you ready? Are you ready to listen to this wonderful, wonderful story? And I see Christopher.
Is Cookie ready? Is Brownie ready?
Not quite sure. What about, is Jason ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, chapter 1, The Secret. My name is Bobby Carson. I have a secret. Nobody knows my secret but me. Not even my mom. Not even my good friend Andrew. Andrew just got a new dog. The dog is named Trouble. I told Andrew my secret when we were kicking a ball. Andrew, I said, I'm afraid of dogs. My dog is nice, Andrew told me. He seems scary. Do you think he'll like me, I asked. Andrew nodded and kicked the ball to me. Trouble likes everyone. He looks everyone's faces. I smiled. I like it when Andrew's cat licks my face, even though it makes me sneeze. Maybe I will like Trouble, too. Is Trouble a big dog, I asked. I kicked the ball to my friend. No, Andrew said. Trouble's just a regular dog. That's good, I said. I always think I was like a real big dog. Come on, said Andrew. I'll show you my dog. I followed Andrew to his house. I was scared to meet Trouble. Chapter 2, Treats. Grrr, said Trouble. Trouble, Andrew, and I were all in Andrew's house. Trouble doesn't like me, I told Andrew. Sure he does, Andrew said. Trouble looked at me and growled again. Trouble looked like a very big dog to me. Trouble was a very big dog, and he was growling at me. It made me want to run away fast, but I didn't run. I tried to be brave. What does Trouble like? I asked Andrew. Andrew petted Trouble on his head. He likes to be petted, Andrew told me. I stuck my hand out to Trouble. Trouble sniffed my hand and growled a little bit. I pulled my hand away fast. What else does Trouble like? I asked Andrew. He likes doggy treats, Andrew told me. That's it, I yelled. If I give Trouble a treat, he will like me. Andrew smiled. That's a good idea. Here's a treat. I held out the treat to Trouble. First, Trouble growled. Next, Trouble sniffed. Then Trouble opened his mouth wide. Chapter 3, Bubbles. I jerked my hand away. Give Trouble the treat, Andrew told me. I shook my head. Trouble will bite me, I said. Andrew giggled. Trouble never bites, he said. I threw the treat on the floor. Trouble chased it and chewed it up. Then Trouble growled at me again. Trouble didn't like me. I gulped. What else is Trouble like, I asked. Andrew thought for a minute. Then his eyes got big. I know, he answered. Trouble likes bubble baths. Let's give Trouble a bath, I said. Here's the stuff, Andrew said. We grabbed bottles off of a shelf and headed outside. Trouble followed us. Andrew got the water, and I got some big towels. Trouble rolled in the grass. I thought dogs didn't like baths, I told Andrew. Trouble is not like most dogs, Andrew said. I nodded. Together we started washing Trouble. It was fun. We had bubbles everywhere. Trouble had bubbles on his back. There were even bubbles on his tail. There were even bubbles on his head. Maybe you should name him Bubbles, I said. Andrew laughed. I'll get a pan to wash the bubbles off, Andrew. Andrew went into his house. I grabbed a blue bottle. I'll bet this will make you smell good, I told Trouble. I smiled as I squirted Trouble with the stuff in the bottom. Trouble didn't growl. I think Trouble actually likes me now. I scrubbed and scrubbed and scrubbed Trouble. Oh, no, I said when I looked at Trouble. This is bad. Real bad. Chapter 4, Blue. The stuff in the bottle was blue. It was very blue. The stuff had turned Trouble blue, too.
Trouble
had a blue back. Trouble's tail was bright blue. Trouble's head was blue. Even my hands were blue. Oh, no, I said. I have to get this blue stuff off before he comes back. I didn't think Andrew would like a big blue bulldog. I splashed water on Trouble. He was still blue. Bright blue. I splashed a lot of water on Trouble. Trouble didn't like that. He growled at me. He was still blue. This is terrible, I said. Who ever heard of a blue bulldog? I tried more of the bubble stuff. It made bright blue bubbles. Andrew came out of his house. He had a pan in his hand. What happened to Trouble? He asked. He looked very mad. I used this, I said, holding up the blue bottle. That's paint, said Andrew. You painted my dog blue. I felt like crying, but I didn't. I had to get the paint off Trouble. I'm sorry, I told Andrew. Maybe it will wash off. Andrew was really mad. You painted my dog, he yelled. I'm going to tell my mom. Andrew ran into the house. Andrew's blue dog looked at me and growled. I sat on the ground. Andrew was mad at me. Trouble was mad at me. Andrew's mom would be mad at me when she finds out. I was even mad at me. Trouble would never be my friend now. Andrew might not even be my friend anymore. I felt really bad. A tear slid down my face. I didn't want to be a baby. I didn't want to cry. It just happened. More tears fell down my face. Pretty soon, I was really crying. I put my hands on my face to catch the tears. My hands made my tears turn blue. I looked at Trouble. This is all your fault, I told him. Trouble didn't growl, but he just came closer. He got closer and closer. Stay back, I warned Trouble. But Trouble didn't listen. He got closer and closer. His blue bubbles were so close I could touch them. Then Trouble did something. Chapter 5, Best Friend. I thought Trouble would bite me, but he actually didn't. He got really close. I held my breath. Then Trouble licked my face. I guess he felt sorry for me. I put my arms around Trouble's neck and cried. I'm sorry I turned you blue, I told him. Trouble whined and licked my face again. I think Trouble actually liked me. Maybe things weren't going so bad after all. Then Andrew and his mom came outside. Look at Trouble, Andrew told his mom. His mom looked at Trouble and me. First she frowned. Then she giggled. Then she laughed out loud. Andrew got mad. It's not funny, he said. I don't want a blue bulldog. Andrew's mom laughed again. It's okay, she told him. It'll come out with a special soap. I'll go get it. Andrew's mom laughed again, and then she went into the house. Andrew put his hand on my shoulder. I'm sorry I got mad, Andrew told me. It's okay, I said. Trouble will be back to normal soon. I'll use a special soap on him. And on me, too. Trouble whined and licked me on the cheek. Hey, yelled Andrew. Trouble likes you. I smiled. I know. I think he felt sorry for me, I said. Andrew's mom came outside. In one hand, she had a pink bottle. In the other, she had a camera. I have to take a picture of you in Trouble, Andrew's mom said to me. I laughed. Andrew, Trouble, and I stood together. Andrew's mom took our picture. Andrew's mom gave me the picture. I hung it in my room. It showed me and Andrew. The best of all, it showed a big blue bulldog. And the bulldog was licking my face. The end.
Oh,
that is so adorable.
Yeah.
How special. Something that was, it turned out to be an accident, and you thought you were going to get in trouble, and it turned completely around.
Yep, which is great for him.
And for you.
Have you ever tried to wash your two dogs?
Huh?
Have you ever tried to wash your two dogs?
Every time I tried, I always run out of the bathroom. It really
and they probably shake their tails and get all the water all over you.
Yeah, and when it actually works, after the bath, when they're all dry, since there's still some bubbles in the bathtub, they run back in and get bubbles on them again. So then we have to get the bubbles off, and then they do it again and again and again.
It seems like they're, like, playing in water.
Yeah. And one time we brought them to my pool, and they didn't like it, so we took them out. And when they're out and carrying them, they were still, like, pretending to paddle. It was funny.
And then the other thing that happened is here was the dog, the bulldog was called Trouble. So that right there would make you feel a little uneasy with the name like Trouble.
Yeah, because he probably thought that he was like actual Trouble and like mean and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And you did such a good job. My goodness, I felt like you wrote the book.
I know.
Thank you.
A good selection.
Well.
Oh, what did you say, Starfish?
That he painted the picture well.
He certainly did. He certainly did. I could almost see it. Even though I'm on the radio, I could almost see the color blue, and I could see that the dog had it all over him, and you probably were wondering, oh, my goodness, will he ever turn back to how he was before?
Yeah.
As a bubble bath, which is one of the things that you do when you get ready for bed, you also brush your teeth.
What do you do, Jason, before you go to bed?
Before I go to bed, I get into my pajamas, and then I'll take a shower. Well, first I'll take a shower, then I'll get into my pajamas, and then I'll brush my teeth, and then my dad will tuck me in, and I fall asleep.
Oh, wow. Just like with a routine. And guess what, Starfish? Don't we have
what?
A special song for...
We definitely do.
For brushing your teeth, because that sometimes can be something that you don't like to do, putting the water on, putting the tube on, and so it might be a little tough just trying to get you to do that.
Exactly. So, Myla, get ready to brush your teeth. James, get out that toothbrush, find the toothpaste, open up those pearly whites. Open up mouth so you can see the pearly whites.
Yes. Well, we know, Starfish, that Jason doesn't have that problem. So he probably does it all by himself. He doesn't need a song.
Exactly.
Do you need a song, Jason?
Well, I like to listen to songs.
Okay, would you like to hear this song from Brady Wrighty on Time to Brush Your Teeth? How do you feel about that?
Time to brush our teeth. Brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean. Time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean. It's the first thing in the morning after you wake up, stand up, sun's coming up, and the rooster crows, and you get out of bed. Your hair's all messy on top of your head. You look in the mirror and you say hello. Grab your brush and you're ready to go. It's time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean. On the brush, dipping in the water, sticking in your mouth, move it round, left and right, side to side, front and back, in and out, underneath your tongue, and down around your gum, and you swish it all around, and you have a lot of fun. It's time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean. Time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean. It's the last thing in the day, after you had your dinner, after your bath and your PJs are on, the moon's up high, you read a couple books and the Sandman's come, and you're scratching at your eyes, your bed is looking so good to you, but there's one more thing you gotta do. It's time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean. It's time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean.
Did that make you want to brush your teeth, Jason?
Yeah.
And
I'm
going to
have dessert after that.
What did you say?
Yeah, after this I'm going to have dessert, and then I'll brush my teeth.
Right, and guess what? Guess who else brushes their teeth? Did you know this, Starfish? The dogs have to brush their teeth, too.
Oh, my goodness. Also, how do you get all the way back and the way, way back?
Yes, what are you doing today?
Cyril.
Hello?
This is Cyril.
I thought so.
I don't have a dog, but I do have a cat. She brushes her teeth.
We were talking so much about dogs that, do you know, Jason and Starfish, that a cat actually was probably a little, I don't know if we would call it jealous, but wanted to get into the act too.
Of course. So much fun.
Meow.
Now, Jason, this is Pharaoh the cat.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very cool. Meow, meow.
What's it like being a cat?
I love being a cat. I
really?
Play with my whiskers.
You drink milk a lot?
Well, yes, I do. I'll drink a lot of milk. And, well, I have other snacks, too. I got myself some mouse bits. You ever had mouse crackers?
I don't know if we've had mouse crackers.
Well, you eat them with a little cheese.
I think
anyway,
they
just listened to
like,
the show.
We're so glad that you joined us, Pharaoh the Cat.
You're
we
welcome.
Have to do something, Starfish, with cats. We're doing this whole thing on dogs.
Yeah,
well, I have dog friends. They say cats and dogs don't get along, but that's not true.
We
I
definitely
have a friend.
Dog.
I didn't hear you.
I know both cats and dogs love story time, so we definitely will all get along.
Exactly. My dog was named Smokey. Well, my friend. He wasn't my dog, but he was my friend.
Good to have a dog that's named Smokey. That seems like he's probably all around you all the time, and you don't even know that he's there. Smokey.
That's right. They said, well, because he's gray. He's a gray dog.
And then we were going to play this song called I Like My Dogs because we just had brushed our teeth. We're getting ready for bed, and we haven't quite gotten sleepy yet, even though we know that we need a lot of sleep because we need to rest our bodies because even cats do that.
That's right. Well, it's raining outside, and you know how that makes you sleepy. I'm yawning now.
Yeah.
Well, we have this special song called I Like My Dog, and it's by Jeff Johnson. So let's hear that a little bit.
Yeah.
I like my dog. My dog likes me. Always the best of friends are we. He likes to run. He likes to race. Always got his tail to chase. Nobody's happy as me and my puppy dog. Nobody's happy as me and my puppy dog. I like my dog, my dog likes me. He barks at everything he sees. He likes to run, he likes to race. Watch us run all over the place. Nobody's happy as me and my puppy dog. Nobody's happy as me and my puppy dog. Nobody's happy as
happy as we.
Wow. I know, we've got all these great songs about dogs. And we have this very special dog. Don't you wonder what do dogs do at during the evening, Jason? Do you kind of wonder, where do they go? Do they see other dogs just like you go and see your friends?
Well, sometimes, I kind of wonder, like, what they do, like, besides sleep when I'm home. But most of the time, they sleep, so I would expect them to be sleeping. But that'd be cool if they could, like, meet up with their dog friends and, like...
Yeah.
With each other like we do at school.
Right. Well, we've got another special song because just like you were wondering what happens to the dogs, what about you, Starfish? Don't you wonder about the dogs, too?
Yeah, I wonder where they roam off to. If there's a little gathering place or at the playground and they all meet up.
Well, here's a song that kind of tells a little bit about what you were talking about.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? When the party was nice, the party was thumping. Yippee-yi-yo. And everybody having a ball. Yippee-yi-yo. Until the fellas start to name calling. Yippee-yi-yo. And the girls just want to be called. And the bulldogs show down.
It's a fun song.
Yeah. It's in a lot of movies also.
It did.
Yeah. Well, boys and girls, I have a book that talks about maybe, just maybe, if a dog wanted to go out, this could be where he might even go.
Well, what is that book about? And how do you know that?
Well, my friend told me he followed her dog one night and saw a lot of dogs all in this one place. And they're probably singing that song about, hey, look at you, dog, that we listened to before. Hey, the dog song. I'm sure they're probably practicing for that song.
Who lets a dog out?
Well, I'm up in my tree because you let the dogs out.
So Pharaoh's up on the tree.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I am.
Well, this book, boys and girls, is called The Night I Followed the Dog by Nina Bladen. Are you ready, boys and girls? Are you tucked in? Everyone has their teeth. They're brushing their teeth. Their face are washed. Everyone's nice and clean, and we get to ready to dive in this book.
And I'm all cuddly with my favorite teddy bear.
Oh, great. Okay. The Night I Followed the Dog. I have a dog. Nothing exotic or special, just an ordinary dog. In fact, I always thought he was a boring dog. Well, what I mean is, he can fetch, roll over, shake hands, but mostly, exactly what you said, Jason, he sleeps and eats. I used to think that our next door neighbors had the best dog in the world. Their dog can sing and change the channels on the TV. Their dog always wins medals in obedience school. But I don't think their dog is so great now, since the night I followed my dog. Every night, I let my dog out, and he runs off into the darkness with his tail wagging. The next morning, I let him in, and he heads straight for the food bowl. But one morning, I knew something was funny when I opened the door a little bit earlier than usual. And I saw my dog jump out of a limousine wearing a tuxedo. Before I could look twice, he disappeared into the backyard. I opened the kitchen door and whistled. When he came into the house, he was the same as he always is. Hungry. I really wasn't sure that I believed what I had seen. So that night, I decided to follow him. Yes, boys and girls, I was going to follow my dog. I wore dark clothing so I couldn't be noticed, and I left my bicycle near the door so I'd have it close by. When I let the dog out, I slipped out too. I took out the garbage so he wouldn't suspect anything. The dog went straight to his doghouse. I saw a light go on inside. Slowly, I snuck around the backyard and peeked into the doghouse. This was not the doghouse that I had helped build. Inside, there was a living room, a bathroom, and a huge closet full of fancy clothes. The dog was in the bathroom. He was wearing a tuxedo and fumbling with the bow tie. When he came out, he casually walked out of the doghouse, across the yard, and down the street. I grabbed my bicycle and followed him. Two blocks later, I saw a limousine pull over. The dog got in, and the car took off. I started pedaling faster and faster and faster. The car headed across town. I thought I would lose them, but luckily, they were stopped by a few red lights. After a while, I found myself in part of town that I had never seen before. The buildings all seemed so empty, and it was very quiet. The limousine stopped, and I hid and watched my dog get out. He disappeared into a building, and the limousine pulled away. There was nothing outside of the building, just two brass fire hydrants on either side of the entrance. I opened the door, And at the end of the hall, there was a neon sign that said, "Doghouse! The Doghouse!" I crept closer. It looked like some kind of club. I decided to get a closer look. The moment I opened the door, two mean-looking bulldogs appeared and said, "You can't come in here." I didn't know what to say, so I said, "But I saw my dog. I mean, I think my dog's in here." Just then, my dog walked over and said, "It's okay, boys. He's with me." The bulldog said, "Sure, boss. Whatever you say, boss." For a minute, that seems like forever, I waited. Then my dog said, "I knew you would find me out eventually. Well, now you know. This is my place." I looked around. Finally, I asked, "What is this place?" My dog said, This is a place where dogs come after a hard day. It's a place where we can relax. It's a place where we talk about their problems with the mailman or the poodle next door. See all the sofas? We can sit on the sofa here. We can get treats without having to lie down, roll over, or play dead. And if we want to chew on a shoe or chase our top tail, no one will stop us. We have no masters here, no lashes, no leashes, no rolled-up newspapers. This is a place where dogs can be dogs.
Mm-hmm.
We sat down. A cocker spaniel came by and asked me if I would like a bowl of water or some biscuits. Little by little, dogs of all kinds started coming in. Some danced, some talked. They all looked at me a little funny. But when they saw who I was with, they smiled and shook my hand. At one point, my dog waved to an Afghan with a camera. He came over to our table and took a picture of us. Flash, flash, flash. Being with my dogs made me feel like a movie star. Just when I was really starting to enjoy myself, I looked at my watch. I told my dog I had to leave or I'd get in trouble. He nodded. I think he was about to say something, but a glamorous greyhound grabbed his paw and whisked him away onto the dance floor. As he was getting up, he tossed me the photo of the two of us. Then he bowed slightly and disappeared into the crowd. It was way, way past my bedtime. As I pedaled home into the cool night, I thought to myself, now I'm really going to be in the doghouse. But then again, that might not be so bad. The end.
That was a cool story.
I have a fail. Did you like it, Pharaoh?
Yeah, yes. I'm not coming down from this tree, though, but I locked it. I'm up here sharpening my claws.
We want to thank you, boys and girls, for listening to Blake Radio Network on Rainbow Soul. And I think that some of the boys and girls, and especially Myla and Zion, can identify with this song.
Hey, mate. You know why you go to bed at night? Because your bed won't come to you. Well, let's just sleep on it, shall we? I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it. There's no one who can top it. I just open my mouth and drop it.
Now we've heard what happens to dogs at night. That was such a wonderful story. And I think that boys and girls are starting to yawn and starting to feel like going to sleep.
Oh. Definitely.
And Jason, are you starting to get a little tired too?
Yeah, I actually am.
And Starfish and Feral knows that there's another song that we just absolutely love to play, because what happens, everyone, their eyes start to get really droopy, and we have even Fallon, who might put that little special thumb in her mouth when it's getting later. And I think that even Feral was probably licking that favorite paw.
I'm taking a cat nap.
So all that's happening, and it's the best time for mommies and daddies and Poppy and Grand and Nana and Auntie, because when we see that you are getting ready to fall fast asleep and cuddled with your favorite pillow, we think of this, Just Like a Star by Corinne Bailey Ray.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel of the pain, you have appeared to my life, feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands, all to love. That I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you.
Casey's already fallen asleep.
You do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel. When everything else is so fake, without a doubt you're on my side. Heaven has been way too long. Can't find the words to write this song.
Good night, Kristen.
Good night, Chad.
Brownie and Cookie. Good night to Jason's two sisters. It's Mommy and Daddy. Thank our special co-host Jason for coming and reading that very, very special book, Bobby and the Big Blue Bulldog.
Thank you for having me on the show.
You are great, Jason.
You too.
Now it's time to welcome our special friend, Aunt Jewel, by Randy Newman, the Oscar and Emmy winner. You've Got a Friend.
Oh, of course, Starfish. How could I forget that we're not going to send him off, despite the fact that a lot of us are already sleepy? But we can't let him go without playing our very special song to all of our friends, because don't you think we have a new friend, Starfish?
Yes. Love. That's why I love having our story time, because we get to meet new friends every day, every week, and they share such wonderful stories and let us into their homes.
And I know Farrell's also heard this wonderful song, too.
Well, I hope Jason will come back so he can stroke me behind my ears. I know he likes cats and dogs, don't you, Jason?
Yep, because I have two dogs and one cat.
Wow. Can he lie?
He has a cat. Wow.
I just knew it. Well, I hope you're going to come back again soon. And I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed all the books tonight. But I think I'm going to go take a cat nap now.
Good night. But
good night.
I know that Jason will come back. We would love to have Jason to come back again and tell us about his blogging. Jason, wouldn't you want to come back again?
Yeah, really fun.
Great.
Good night, all.
Good night.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past is. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
We enjoyed you, Jason.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna seek in sarcastic on me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Have a wonderful night, everyone.
You too.
Yes, and this was Blake Radio Network with Rainbow Soul, and with, of course, the show Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories. And we know that you're going to come and join us again Monday evening at 7:30 to 8:30, because we had so much fun with Jason. Jason, what are some of the things that you're going to be doing with your blog so that people can be able to get on your website or just find out more about you? Is there anything that we need to know that you can give us?
I have a YouTube account called Entertainment Adams. And Adams is spelled with two D's.
You want to say that again and say it real? Say that again for the boys and girls to be able to get that. Say it one more time.
On YouTube.com, type in Entertainment Adams, and you'll find videos of me singing and stuff.
Okay, then. Good night. Good night.